The Missouri State Bears buried 8 three-pointers in the second half and shot 53% for the game in a gritty 75-72 win over Florida International in the opening round of the Air National Guard Conference USA Men's Basketball Tournament. The ninth-seeded Bears got 15 points from Kobe Williams, 13 points apiece from Keith Palak III, Trey Williams Jr., and Zaxton King to top the number 8 Panthers. Missouri State advances to play top-seeded Liberty this evening at 5:30 in the first quarterfinal matchup. High school baseball yesterday, Mountain home over Harrison 13-1. Salem, Arkansas beat Sloan Hendricks 8-3. It was Viola over Maynard 15-13. Norfolk lost to Flippin 13-9. Hoxie defeated Marmaduke 12-2. High school softball, Mountain home over Harrison 9-5. Salem beat Cedar Ridge 5-1. Melbourne defeated Flippin 18-7. Norfolk over Ozark Mountain 19-0. K-City defeated White County Central 17-2. Pocahontas lost to Wynn 10-1. Hoxie beat Rivercrest 7-2. Walnut Ridge defeated Harrisburg 8-0. And Calico Rock lost to Cotter 6-3. College baseball yesterday, Arkansas State Red Wolves beat Little Rock 12-5. Missouri won their 13th straight game as they defeated Southern Indiana 14-6. And Missouri State lost to Southeast Missouri State 13-6. Spring training baseball yesterday, the Mets beat the Cardinals 6-1. Mariners beat the Royals 4-3. Today, St. Louis will play Washington. Kansas City plays San Francisco. Well, Kansas City's top deep threat from 2025 is returning to the Chiefs in 2026. According to a report from the NFL Network, wide receiver Tyquan Thornton has agreed to terms on a deal that keeps him in Kansas City. The reported two-year deal is for $11 million and maxes out at $14 million if Thornton hits his incentives. High school basketball state playoffs continue this week on Thursday in the 2A state championship game. The Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds will take on Quitman. Friday in the Class 3 state semifinals, the Liberty Eagles will play Principal. Class 4 state quarterfinals, the Donovan Donettes will play St. Francis Borgia. Then on Saturday in the 5A state championship game, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers will play Farmington. Three sophomore members of the 2025 Grizzly volleyball team at Missouri State West Plains have signed with their new teams at four-year institutes. Outside hitter Victoria Anita signed with Missouri State. She's the third Grizzly player transfer to play for Missouri State. Setter Mariana Franco signed with the University of New Orleans, competing in the NCAA Division I level. And the libero Isabella Callie has signed with McPherson College, competing in the NAIA. We have more on all three players available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Well, Bam Adebayo had a night for all-time Tuesday with a point total second only to Wilt Chamberlain in the NBA record books. Adebayo scored 83 points, setting league marks for free throws made and attempted in a game for the Miami Heat in a 150-129 win over the Washington Wizards. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.